Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM. WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 50 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 95 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 25 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 90 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 50 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1, 95 points. Question 2, 15 points. Question 3, 10 points. Question 4, 10 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, worth 25 points. Question 7, worth 10 points. Question 8, worth 90 points. And question 9, worth 0 points. Question 10, worth 0 points. Now, on to question 1 of Hour 52. Big screen character Doug Madsen refused to slap the ball. He claims that there are only three animals that he would be willing to slap. What are those three animals? Once again, question 1 of Hour 52. Big screen character Doug Madsen refuses to slap the bull. He claims that there are only three animals that he would be willing to slap. What are those three animals? Good luck.
I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll.
Question number one of hour 52. Big screen character Doug Madsen refuses to slap the bull. He claims that there are only three animals that he would be willing to slap. What are those three animals? We're wrapping up question number one of hour 52. Big screen character Doug Madsen refuses to slap the bull. He claims that there are only three animals that he would be willing to slap. What are those three animals? The answer, a chicken, goat, and ferret. Once again, the answer to question number one of hour 52 is chicken, goat, and a ferret. Moving on to question number two of hour 52. Patience is a virtue. The virtuous Phoebe Buffay was placed on hold for 2 days with a Utah-based company. After the first day, she was asked how she was able to stay awake for that length of time. According to Phoebe, what is her secret to stay awake for that length of time? Once again, question number two of hour 52, patience is a virtue. The virtuous Phoebe Buffay was placed on hold for 2 days with a Utah-based company. After the first day, she was asked how she was able to stay awake for that length of time. According to Phoebe, what is her secret to stay awake for that length of time? Good luck.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer. We'll go swimming every day and let the sun shine bright. see my girl who walks through the park 'neath the shining moon. When we kiss, she makes my flat top curl. It's summer. I feel her lips so close to mine. Here comes summer. When we meet, our hearts entwine. It's the greatest. Let's have summer all the time and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Here comes summer, almost June, the sun is bright. Here comes summer, drive-in movies every night. Double features, lots more time to hold her tight. So let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, I've a long to hold my girl beside me. Sit by the lake till 1 or 2. Go for a drive in the summer moon. Well, I dream of love the whole night through. It's summer. She'll be with me every day. Here comes summer. Meet the gang at Joe's Cafe if she's willing. We'll go steady right away and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
In the middle of question number two,
here comes summertime
of hour 52. Patience is a virtue. The virtuous Phoebe Buffay was placed on hold for 2 days with a Utah-based company. After the first day, she was asked how she was able to stay awake for that length of time. According to Phoebe, what is her secret to stay awake for that length of time? We're wrapping up question number two of hour 52. Patience is a virtue. The virtuous Phoebe Buffay was placed on hold for 2 days with a Utah-based company. After the first day, she was asked how she was able to stay awake for that length of time. According to Phoebe, what is her secret to stay awake for that length of time? The answer is riboflavin. Once again, the answer to question number 2 of hour 52 is riboflavin. All right, question number 3 of hour 52. This is a singing question. We will run it for 3 songs. It is a unique little number in the commercial for Pepto-Bismol. It is a bit of a cheer, a bit of a conga beat, all done in a line-type dance. Call in and sing the jingle, which describes the things that Pepto-Bismol has the ability to control. Once again, question number 3 of hour 52. It is a unique little number in the commercial for Pepto-Bismol. It is a bit of a cheer, a bit of a conga beat, all done in a line-type dance. Call in and sing the jingle, which describes the things that Pepto-Bismol has the ability to control. Good luck. Question number 3 of hour 52. This is a singing question. We will be running for 3 songs. It is, a unique little number in the commercial for Pepto-Bismol. It is a bit of a cheer, a bit of a conga beat, all done in a line-type dance. Call in and sing the jingle, which describes the things that Pepto-Bismol has the ability to control. Good luck.
Have a happy home. Sinful.
a unique little number in the commercial for Pepto-Bismol. It is a bit of a cheer, a bit of a conga beat, all done in a line-type dance. Call in and sing the jingle, which describes the things that Pepto-Bismol has ability to control.
In a cavern, down by a canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina, and his daughter, Chubby Clementine. Now every morning, yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you knew she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. Took the footbridge, we crossed the water, although she weighed 299. The old bridge trembled and disassembled, dumped her into the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. She went under, a blowing bubble down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that Clementine. She broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until the service that they held for Clementine. Hey, you sailor, way out of your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line. If she shows now, yeah, there she blows now. It just may be Chunky Clementine.
One more time.
Oh, my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten.
We're wrapping up question number 3 of hour 52. It is a unique little number in the commercial for Pepto-Bismol. It is a bit of a cheer, a bit of conga beat, all done in a line-type dance. Call in and sing the jingle, which describes the things that Pepto-Bismol has the ability to control. And the answer?
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, heartburn, stomach, diarrhea. Yay, Pepto-Bismol. Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, heartburn, stomach, diarrhea. Yay, Pepto-Bismol.
Moving on to question number 4 of hour 52. What is the name of the juggler who appeared in the funhouse at Uncle Blob's Carnival Moon? Once again, question number 4 of hour 52. What is the name of the juggler who appeared in the funhouse at Uncle Bob's Blob Carnival Moon? Good luck.
Morning, morning glory. If you'd like to know where was I last night, well, I saw a girl with a bug in her eye, and she's so out of sight. She's my girl, and that's where I was last night. Oh, baby. just come back to tell you there's a little bit of heaven underneath the angel. Every time I see you with that smile upon your face, it's a little bit there for me. And she's my girl.
What is the name of the juggler who appeared in the funhouse at Uncle Blob's Carnival Moon? Good luck. Wrapping up question number 4 of hour 52. What is the name of the juggler who appeared in the funhouse at Uncle Blob's Carnival Moon? The answer, Bismoff. Once again, the answer to question number 4 of hour 52 is Bismoff.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Here is question number 5 of hour 52. Prior to giving his dog the name Punchy, Rocky Balboa asks his new friend Steps What Steps would name the dog? What is the reply that Steps gives? Once again, question number 5 of Hour 52. Prior to giving his dog the name Punchy, Rocky Balboa asks his new friend Steps what Steps would name the dog. What is the reply that Steps give? Good luck from everyone here at 90 FM.
17, 17, she's a solid 17. Young enough to dance and sing, old enough to get that swing. At 16, just been kissed, graduated and got that twist. The kind of love you can't resist. At 17, now sloppy shirt, old blue jeans, dirty shoes, by all means, catch a blonde, rock side hair, jukebox baby, ain't no square. 17, she's the queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. All the boys are really keen on the head catching all of 17.
The name Punchy, Rocky Balboa asks his new friend Steps what Steps would name the dog. What is the reply that Steps gives?
Thank you.
comes down in the back. We're wrapping up question number 5 of our 52. Prior to giving his dog the name Punchy, Rocky Balboa asks his new friend Steps what Steps would name the dog. What is the reply that Steps gives? The answer is Fleabag. Once again, the answer to question number 5 of our 52 is Fleabag. Moving on to question number 6 of our 52, turn to picture number 12 in the New Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the hat-wearing athlete in picture number 12? Once again, question number 6 of our 52, turn to picture number 12 in the New Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the hat-wearing athlete in picture 12?
Well, I've been waiting ever since then. Guess my baby's got another stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody, but baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new, but baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again.
In the middle of question number 6 of our 52, turn to picture number 12 in the New Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the hat-wearing athlete in picture number 12?
Everybody's gonna have a vision in glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. And everybody gonna be talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, gonna be telling you why. The Lord is coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now you got your Holy Bible in the back of the book. The book of Revelations is the place you look. If you understand it and you can if you try, the Lord is coming from his throne on high. A reading in the Bible on the things he said. He said he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you going to be among the chosen few, or will you make it through? Well, 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 everybody's going to have religion and glory. Everybody's going to be singing that story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Back. We're wrapping up question number 6 of our 52. Turn to picture number 12 in the New Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the hat-wearing athlete in picture number 12? The answer, Parnelli Jones. Once again, the answer to question number 6 of our 52 is Parnelli Jones. Moving on to question number 7 of hour 52. In one of Zoe Brooks' classes at Pacific Coast Academy, the students were asked to tell a secret. Zoe's friend Lola tells of her fear. She is afraid of people in big costumes. The reason is because of an event that occurred when she was a child, playing with her dolls while outside. A person in a big costume had fallen over and began rolling after her. What did that big costume resemble? Once again, question number 7 of hour 52. In one of Zoe Brooks' classes at Pacific Coast Academy, the students were asked to tell a secret. Zoe's friend Lola tells of her fear. She is afraid of people in big costumes. The reason is because of an event that occurred when she was a child, playing with her dolls while outside. A person in a big costume had fallen over and began rolling after her. What did that big costume resemble? Good luck.
Oh, baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put it shaking around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, this tiger's fur is too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hand and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. There's a moon of your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
In the middle of question number 7 of hour 52, in one of Zoe Brooks' classes at Pacific Coast Academy, the students were asked to tell a secret. Zoe's friend Lola tells of her fear. She's afraid of people in big costumes. The reason is because of an event that occurred when she was a child playing with her dolls while outside. A person in a big costume had fallen over and began rolling after her. What did the big costume resemble? Good luck! phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. Wrapping up question number 7 of hour 52. In one of Zoe Brooks' classes at Pacific Coast Academy, the students were asked to tell a secret. Zoe's friend Lola tells of her fear. She is afraid of people in big costumes. The reason is because of an event that occurred when she was a child playing with her dolls while outside. A person in a big costume had fallen over and began rolling after her. What did that big costume resemble? The answer, a hot dog. Once again, the answer to question number 7 of hour 52 is a hot dog. Moving on to question number 8 of hour 52. Big screen character Chris Gardner grew up near the Texas-Louisiana border. Being from that region and also being smart, he was given a nickname that reflected both. What is the nickname given to him by the other children? Once again, question number 8 of hour 52. Big screen character Chris Gardner grew up near the Texas-Louisiana border. Being from that region and also being smart, he was given a nickname that reflected both. What is the nickname given to him by the other children?
Or maybe it's as simple. I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symbols. Here's the symbols and the tins. I'm just sitting in the back on the very last row. I'll hold your hand. In the back, holding hands in the back, just sitting in the back, on the very last row.
Of hour 52, big screen character Chris Gardner grew up near the Texas-Louisiana border. Being from that region and also being smart, he was given a nickname that reflected both. What is the nickname given to him by the other children?
I got me a complication, and it's an only child. My reputation is something more than what I know. It serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I stay in hibernation till the cops are silent and gone. The social life's a dud. Down to size.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We are wrapping up question number 8 of hour 52. Big screen character Chris Gardner grew up near the Texas-Louisiana border. Being from that region and also being smart, he was given a nickname that reflected both. What is the nickname given to him by the other children? The answer, 10-gallon head. Once again, the answer to question number 8 of hour 52 is 10-gallon head.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Megan Hairtrump. We can all think of some great ways to spend $50,000, but a mattress company wants us only to think of one. Vividus, Latin for full of life, claims each mattress is handmade out of such luxurious materials as horsehair, cotton, linen, and wool. The bed, totaling to almost 50 G's, is almost the most expensive sold in the U.S. Some view the high-priced beds as an investment in a good night's sleep. Apparently, these people haven't participated in Trivia Weekend, after which any bed will seem luxurious. In other news, yellow taxis are no longer boxy lemons on wheels. They are now used as getaway vehicles for bank robbers. Phil Napier, a volunteer fire chief of Graniteville, South Carolina, jumped in his truck after hearing about the getaway cab. He used his two-way radio to tell deputies the whereabouts of the cab, and several miles later, Thomas Washington was arrested by authorities after they pulled over his cab. So the next time you're in taxi cab with a quick driver, expect him to be training for his next speedy getaway. I'll be back with your Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
Your Central Wisconsin weather forecast for tonight, thunderstorms likely late in the evening, with occasional thunderstorms after midnight, low of 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy during the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Cooler with a chance of showers during the morning, high of 65. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 39. It is currently 61 degrees outside. I will have the point values from hour 51 and question 1 for hour 53 of Trivia 38 after this Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 90FM, wondering if you guys want to do a Trivia Focus.
Sure.
What is your team name?
The Undead Monkeys.
What is your mascot?
An Undead Monkey.
Do you guys have any interesting traditions?
No, you're not going to get me to do an Undead Monkey. It's not going to happen.
Who said anything about you doing an Undead Monkey?
Is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
Okay, moving on. What do you guys do to the first person on your team that falls asleep?
We used to put cheese whiz on their toes. On the face, too, sometimes. A lot of people fall asleep.
What do you guys do to keep your team morale up during trivia?
Like Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero 1 or Guitar Hero 2?
Both of them.
Are you any good?
I think I'm pretty good.
Do you play on easy, medium, hard, or expert?
Medium.
If you were to win Trivia 38, what would you want as your prize?
A night with the odds.
Now, what is something about you that most people don't know?
I drink out of the juice carton.
That's absolutely revolting.
When they don't rinse off their dishes. Yeah, because I don't want to clean their gross disgusting food. We probably send our undead monkeys at them. Our teammates are undead monkeys.
Where did you meet these undead monkeys?
No, we just talk in normal words.
Can you imitate an undead monkey for me?
No.
If you were to find a capsule from outer space in your yard, would you raise whatever was inside as your own?
No.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
No.
What have the undead monkeys been doing?
No.
For 90FM Trivia Focus and the Undead Monkeys, I'm Zach Bergeron.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM. WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 51 of Trivia 38 are as follows. Question 1 is worth 125 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 85 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 75 points. Question 7 is worth 170 points. Question 8 is worth 95 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 51 of Trivia 38 are... Question 1, 125 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 85 points. Question 4, 25 points. Question 5, 20 points. Question 6, 75 points. Question 7, 170 points. Question 8, 95 points. Questions 9 and 10, 0 points. Now, for question 1 of hour 53. In print advertising, this bicycle was touted with the following. We build it like a sports car to give you safety, power, and go. A further claim was that it was action engineered. What is the name of this bicycle brand? Once again,